With you. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a sizable crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind man, the son of Timaeus, sat by the roadside begging. On hearing that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he kept calling out all the more, "Son of David, have pity on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take courage, get up. Jesus is calling you." He threw aside his cloak, sprang up, and came to Jesus. Jesus said to him in reply, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man replied to him, "Master, I want to see." Jesus told him, "Go your way. Your faith has saved you." Immediately he received his sight and followed him on the way. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Last week, Monday through Friday, I got to spend 5 days with my mom, just my mom and I. And we flew to Minnesota to see where her grandfather, my great-grandfather, was born. And we had a very good time out there. And when I got back to LA, it was at my parents' house, just resting for a bit, my dad said, "Mijo, you better leave. There's a lot going on in LA today, more than normal traffic." And I said, "What do you mean?" And this is what he told me. Last Friday night, USC was playing at the Coliseum. The Lakers had a home game. There were a lot of concerts going on in LA. There was the East LA Classic in Inglewood between Garfield and Roosevelt. And Jesus' favorite baseball team, the Los Angeles Dodgers, were played, okay? So I said, "I better get back on the 110. So I got back to Holy Family. And the reality is, unless I'm at a baseball game, I don't want to watch it with anybody. So don't invite me to your house for the World Series, okay? Reason is, I get really nervous. There's something about playoff baseball in October. And I'd love to stand up here right now and tell you that I knew the Dodgers were going to win on Friday. But I'd be lying to you. Because you see, as soon as the Dodgers were losing to the Yankees, I turned the TV off. I got so nervous. And you know what I do during the game when my team starts to lose? I actually listen to KUSC, classical music, right? And I actually turned my phone off because everybody's texting me, praying for the Dodgers. I'm like, Jesus is a little busy, people. Baseball game's important, but there's a lot more important issues going on in the world. But I turned it back on, of course, the 8th inning, the 9th inning. And of course, you know, with 2 outs at the bottom of the 10th, I thought, here we go again. Here we go, typical Dodger playoffs, right? I already convinced in my mind that we were going to lose. I lacked a lot of faith. But when Freddie Freeman hit the grand slam, I have to tell you, I was in shock. Many of you were too, I bet, right? Thinking, did this actually happen? Did Jesus actually listen to my prayers? You know, we get passionate about stuff. Sports, elections, work, whatever it is. But you know what the good news is for us as disciples of Jesus? We already know the outcome. You know what the outcome is? We just read it in the gospel. Your faith has saved you. Your faith has saved you. And that's why you're here this morning, because of your faith in Jesus. And Jesus loves you so very much, he can't wait for you to get to heaven one day, to be with him for all of eternity. So because our faith has saved us, And you're here this morning because you are a good person. We're going to remind ourselves of what we need to do after hearing this gospel. First of all, Bartimaeus teaches us a very powerful lesson. He reminds us, don't ever be ashamed of your faith. The greatest title that you'll have, my friends, is you're a disciple of Jesus. You're his son and daughter. You're his beloved child. One of the things I love about baseball players, particularly the Latino ones, because odds are that they're Catholic, right? And they're there before the game doing this, right? Making the sign of the cross. And you look at the other team, they're doing the same thing, but quicker, right? They're not ashamed of their faith. That makes me proud as their priest. We shouldn't be afraid when we're out to dinner with our family to make the sign of the cross before we pray. Be proud of your faith. Don't be ashamed, but be like Bartimaeus, who was public about it. We also learned in this gospel that in our spiritual life, we need to be persistent. There are many times when we're praying where we think, is it going to go the way I think it should? Sometimes we question, are you there, God? Are you listening? God's timing is far greater than our own, but it's difficult because we're so controlling. We want things to happen the way we want them right now. So we need to be praying always. The good, the bad, the in-between. Because it's our persistent prayer life that we can get out of bed in the morning, no matter how hard it is to keep on going. This gospel always makes me smile because every single one of us, we're so guilty of when we wake up in the morning and we have our schedule and our calendar, and we could be so stuck in what we need to do that we fail to realize that oftentimes it's that unexpected surprise that God wants us to do. The disciples were on that journey. And here's Bartimaeus. They didn't want anything to do with them. He was probably driving them nuts. And how often in our lives is it the unexpected surprise of that person that needs us the most? That's where God is calling us to help and to serve. I was joking at the earlier masses. I have four in a row today, so you're number three, all right? But seniors in Ireland, Father Gerald went to go be with his sister this weekend. But I was joking with the masses. The phrase, Father, can I talk to you, always scares me after Mass. I never know what you all are going to say. 99% of it is just a good conversation, but we don't like the unknown, do we? We want to know what's going to happen. You know, sometimes when we face rejection, it hurts. Not sometimes, all the time. And it's a reminder to us that when we do feel alone or isolated or misunderstood, that Jesus is the one who's ready to love you always, to heal you. I don't know if you've heard, but we have an election in 9 days. Have you heard that? A lot of arguing going on. A lot of misunderstanding. A lot of judging. A lot of me against them. So I want to challenge us here at Holy Family to not fall into that trap, but to do as our Lord did, to reach out to those who think differently than you, to bring healing, to bring love, bring compassion, forgiveness, a listening ear. So we are called to be like Christ every day, to bring healing to the world, and to love one another. So who is it that our Lord is asking you to love today? Maybe it's somebody that's going to vote differently than you. An election should not tear your family up, my friends. So, the choice is ours. We can listen to this gospel and bring healing to the world and be strong in our faith, or we could do the opposite and be full of anxiety and worry and fear. So, my dear friends, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter who really wins the World Series or even who wins an election, because you've already won. Because Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. Amen?
Amen.
So who is it that you are going to bring healing to this week? Who is it that needs that extra love and attention that you're going to give them in the name of Jesus Christ? So let's think of one person right now that we're going to try to bring healing to in a special way.